My name is Ryan.
My name is Vance.
Welcome to the RV Podcast.
All right. Hello, guys. This is our
last podcast of our senior project.
Yes, sir. Let's get it done. Here it is. Number six. Yes.
Seis. There we go.
S or C?
S.
Seis. All right. Okay, so this podcast, we're going to be focusing more on the solution side of social media, whatever, to decrease mental health issues, problems within social media, I guess. So, futuristically talking,
yep.
Where do you think social media will be in the next 10 to 20 years?
Horrendous. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, it probably will be bad. You know, we've talked to Alex and Zay. We both asked them.
Yeah.
And, you know, Zay was a little bit more optimistic. He's like, you know, I hope it gets better. You know, I'm the same way. I hope it gets better. But then, you know, with Alex's response, he kept a little bit more real. Yeah. Like, you can hope it gets better, but it probably won't.
Yeah. It's
just because, you know, we have a human nature of obsessing over something and pushing the limits until we really push it.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. Because, like we've mentioned before, we have all this data, all this evidence that shows how it's affecting us, yet we do nothing.
We even have a movie that people can watch. And
people watch time on time again. But I feel like, especially when all these like things go on social media, like we're intaking all this information at such a quick second, especially like when you open Instagram, okay, I look at a post, okay, scroll up. You never see that post ever again. So we're intaking all this information so quick that we just like to, like, just subtopic it and be like, okay, next.
You think there'll be more information or less? You think it's going to be, like reformed kind of?
I think they're just going to add more information. Add more ads as well.
Yeah.
Try to make money. I mean, at the end of the day, that's how the technology business works. You know, and I'm saying that going into the technology field.
Yeah. I mean, I believe some of the platforms will be reformed.
Yeah.
I think, I hope, hopefully Twitter will. Twitter is the main toxic ground.
Very unfiltered. Yeah. You could post anything on there, really.
Yeah. Politically, it's not unfiltered. Very biased. We won't jump into that because that'll take us away from social media. But I don't know how you can increase the amount of posts. I think it's the increased amount of time people have to get posts in. I think
they can increase the amount of posts just by sending you a quick notification, you know? Right now, we don't have
it. Yeah. I mean, I do get those notifications from Instagram. Like,
it's like, blank, blank, blank is live now. Or blank, 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 just...
Well, there's ones that are like, follow Carson.
You may know blank, blank, blank.
Yeah. I don't know them, and I don't want to follow them. It's just a way for you to get me back on your platform.
Because I remember Facebook used to be, you could poke someone. I don't know if you ever had Facebook, but yeah, like, back then you could poke someone. And it was just like, hey, you there? I don't even know.
What is that? It's just like a...
They literally just poked you. You would get a notification, blank poked you. That's literally all it was. And, you know, you would open it, and then that would increase the amount of time you were on social media.
Is that feature taken away now?
I have no clue. I don't have Facebook anymore.
That's a very... See, it was Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Yep,
Mark Zuckerberg. He did a very good job at getting that population to grow. His platform, I think he's up because he gets the numbers of Instagram are also added into Facebook. So I think Facebook and Instagram are the largest as of right now.
They're most effective too.
Yeah. Actually, no. YouTube. Yeah, definitely. YouTube's true. Definitely the largest because YouTube, I think, has the largest amount of information.
From a streaming platform, yes, I think YouTube. But when it comes to, like, just straight, you know, communication, quote-unquote.
Just, like, actual Facebook networking, and social networking. I feel like each and every platform has all similar mechanics to them.
Yeah.
But they all try to copy each other, and they're, like, in a way... So discreetly, because like on Instagram they have those the videos that you can just keep scrolling. That's like TikTok.
Yeah.
Reels.
Yep.
Yeah. On Twitter they have the quotes. I don't know if any other place can just, you can just post a quote, you know?
Instagram? No, but I mean, you can post a picture. It's like a picture. Facebook. Quote. Facebook, you can just post a quote.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have Twitter right now.
I know Twitter. They also have Fleets. It's kind of like the stories, kind of like Snapchat, okay. Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. The story. Yeah. The stories is a large one right now. That's a fast way to see what people are doing, yep, at any given time.
Yep. Especially when Bad Bunny comes to your city, you'll see a lot of those.
Snapchat also has a map to look. It's like a GPS for every single
person. Just track someone. Like, if you really want to be that.
They had that on the news.
They basically track someone. That's kind of scary. That's why I turned my Bitmoji off and everything.
My mom came to my room one day and she was like, "You have ghost mode turned on Snapchat." I was like, "How do you know what ghost mode is on Snapchat?" And she's like, "I saw it on 9 News over there. They're saying that ghost mode will prevent weirdos from tracking you." Yeah. And I go, "Well, I mean, if I don't have added weirdos, then added weirdos won't track me."
But still, you know, you never know what can happen with people.
You never know who you have added as a weirdo. People. That's honestly what will come next is gonna be crazy. We might be living in our video games. We might be living in the virtual reality might be so widespread that we might not even leave our house to like go to work, to go to school, to do anything except physical, like food, working out, all that. That's gonna be weird.
Technology as a whole has a lot of potential, but it also has a lot of potential to be very bad. If you use technology in the correct way, of course, you know, correct being very subjective, you know, to increase the probability of defeating cancer, or, you know, figure out these medicines with the technology.
Spread awareness.
Yeah, stuff like that. It could be very positive. But at the same time, it could be very negative just because of the potential that it has. You know, if we actually do go into that virtual reality world, it's going to be very dangerous for our mental health just because we won't be interacting with people as much. We won't be actually, you know, going out and getting sunlight. We'll be lacking that vitamins that we need.
Getting food. One will say that having experience is the best teacher, right?
Yeah.
So if you have the ability to have a bunch of information being sucked in, why would you stop? You know?
Yeah.
That can be a justification that a lot of teens use. The social media aspect, if I just had a train of thought, dude, this is gonna be such a good point. If teacher's your best experience.
Yeah.
And you, hold on, my gosh. I wish you could pause this. So you know what I'm trying to get at here? If you want to know more about a subject, you're gonna be obsessed. Your obsession.
Yeah.
You're gonna keep going. Like you just said, why would anybody stop? It's inevitable for social media to stop.
Yeah.
So, the positive growth. I'm so mad at myself right now. I'm sorry, guys. I tried to.
Well, the way that I think about it is kind of like how you said, you know, a lot of times people are going to be like, okay, we can learn all this information, so I'm going to keep learning this information.
Yeah.
But for me, I feel like if you just keep doing that, it's going to get very dangerous. Because that moment that you can't figure out something, you're going to become obsessed with that, like, one question, or how does this work, but I can't learn. You know, sometimes in life, we just can't know the answer to everything.
And some people don't realize that, like me. I gotta find the answer to everything. Every single detail. Yeah. Minute detail.
Yeah. Evolution, basically. Like a repetition of evolution.
Yeah. So, social media. Since social media soaks in everything that we do and is evolving the same way we're evolving, then we can't teach ourselves how to. That's why there's so much mental health. We can't teach ourselves how to create a schedule around something that's always evolving.
Yeah.
So that's the hard piece. Like a year ago, Instagram was so much more different. I mean, the same post, same everything, but you weren't exposed to as much info as you are now. Like you said, I think you're right about info just growing and growing and growing, because there's stories, there's videos, there's this. It's going to keep evolving as we keep evolving, as we keep... But do you think the manipulation of the social media is... like, there's a direct correlation between how we like scroll through and how it's evolving, like how it grows?
Yeah, especially from a business aspect. A lot of times when I look at social media, I look from it like from a business aspect. If you see that people are consuming something at such a rapid rate and you have the opportunity to make millions upon millions, what are you going to do?
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
That's a large-scale drug dealer right there.
You basically have the power to shut down social media. Because what happens if no one turns on their social media?
No one can socialize. Well, it's not even socializing. It's virtually socializing. Yeah.
You can socialize. You can go to someone's house.
Yeah.
That's why I say, like, we have the power to literally shut these companies down. Of course, you know.
Which ways do you think?
You know, hopefully I could work for a company like that one day, but...
I don't believe we do. I don't believe we have the power. No? They're private companies.
Yeah.
And they're very large private companies.
But if we stop using their apps, who's going to use it then? Who's going to be looking at those ads that they promised?
That's not going to happen, man. I'm afraid to say it, but it won't happen. It's inevitable that people are going to keep... If we're giving this technology to children don't even know how to navigate. I mean, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
It's like giving it to children and then saying that everybody can stop. That's just false. I don't agree.
From the aspect of, are we actually going to stop? Yeah, not going to happen. But if we were to, then these businesses would be out of business. Their consumers would no longer be a thing. Yeah,
that same goes with any other business.
Yeah.
Do you think we should just stop using, or do you think we should advocate for a redesign?
I think we've just gone way too deep where we could just give it up. I think there will be withdrawal, just like any drug. If you take it away completely, there's going to be a withdrawal. And we don't know what that withdrawal is because we haven't had it yet.
It kinda. Could be... People who have deleted social media have had a small portion of it, but I'm obviously back on social media, so...
Yeah, that's why. If we take it away completely, we don't know what the withdrawal is. It could take a month. It could take a year. We don't know how severe or how, you know, non-effective it could be.
Which is why... That can be also be a justification for the ongoing use of it.
Yeah.
That's scary to think about. I'm writing my essay in college comp, AP comp, about social media, and I was sharing some of the same point of views. So, talking about redesign, what ways should we redesign? If we were to redesign, other than people stop using social media and it going away completely.
Take away the likes.
Take away likes? Okay. Yeah. What do you think what does likes have to do with...
Clout. Even though I'm being funny, like, I'm being dead serious. A lot of times it's just clout.
Yeah.
You know, some people try to post that best picture for the 1K likes or, you know, stuff like that.
I used to do that.
Yeah. You try to post the best video so you get all these likes.
Yeah.
But, you know, social media should really just be, hey, I like this picture, check it out, instead of, hey, bro, give me that like.
Or
like,
should a thumbs down be added?
No, just because of how much we do value those likes, we're going to value those dislikes even more.
Yeah, that's... So comments, I think comments should stay there, but likes should go away. Likes opens up, like, the ability to like a picture opens up the possibility for someone to be like, they can count how many people liked it individually and specifically, and they can see who didn't.
Yeah.
And they can take that out on them.
Well, one of the funny things I always think of when, you know, you talk about, like, who liked your picture, who didn't, if you look at, like, couples, it's kind of funny when, like, just a girl posts a picture, she'll get, like, 300 likes, but when she posts a picture with her dude, it's, like, 100 likes. Yeah. It's just kind of funny, like, seeing the difference, like, okay, I see how it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a modern-day problem right there.
Yeah.
YouTube, I think, has one of the best mechanics for their platform. The thumbs up and thumbs down has been there for so long that, honestly, it's if you get large on YouTube, that thumbs up's going to grow probably 100 times more than that thumbs down. The people who I honestly, have you ever thumbs down a video?
I've never thumbs down a video.
I think I've thumbs up a video like twice.
Yeah.
That's why they're always subscribe, click subscribe.
Yeah, because they know that if they get more interaction, it's going to pop up on the featured and, you know, stuff like that. That's how their channels grow.
And people don't like when they see videos and they're like, click subscribe. They're like, I don't like that. I don't want you to say that.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Do you think taking away the like and dislike on YouTube would increase their popularity, I guess? Because they seem to be balanced right now.
Yeah, I don't really think taking away would be much help. I think it would be more of a hurt. Just because of how the thumbs up and thumbs down actually give like an analytical like perspective too. They know which channels to, you know, push, which channels aren't doing too hot. And that's, you know, where the revenue comes in.
I forgot, they're also paying their streamers. For whoever, if you guys didn't know, YouTube will pay their streamers for how many people they get. Let's say they get like 100 people, they probably get like
a cent.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but if you get up to like a good, like, let's say you get a lot of clout, you get like 1.5 million likes or a million views, they're gonna give you like $15 per 100,000 people.
Yep.
And that's how some people make their paycheck nowadays.
Because I know for like TikTok, it was like 10,000 views for like 1 cent or something like
that.
Yeah. And then for YouTube, I know Mr. Beast was making about like 20,000 to 70,000 on his videos. But he also gets like 100 million views.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it goes for any site. If you're trying to redesign and you want to take away like a like feature or a comment.
Yeah.
I lose my train of thought easy. That's also something that social media does. Takes away your train of thought.
Yep. gets your attention real quick.
It's all about the money, I would want to say.
Yeah.
Each company, it's all about the money, and they want to put any feature in there that will get them the most money. That feature being like, stories, any of those. So if we take those away, I don't think there would be a social media platform to have, or it would be not as good. Somebody would like would still be happy to run it, but I don't believe anybody
for the money aspect.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be the same, because
it's not a necessity.
Yeah,
I mean, we could live without social media, but we can't live without food.
That's very true.
You can't live without doctors because we're always gonna end up getting sick.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like that. But you know, we could live without phones. We could live without social media because we've done it before.
Yeah. Anytime a large, so in, have you seen The Social Dilemma on Netflix?
Yep.
Anytime a large, what is it? Like, what do you call social media as a whole? Like a large.
I was about to say cult, but no, that's wrong.
Let's say, like, what's something large that came upon society? History? Like, yeah, in history, what is something large that came upon society like social media did? Like something so vast, so large.
Pandemic.
That's, yeah, pandemic, yeah. See, it affected everybody.
Yeah,
it's,
I guess, I know what you're trying to say, but I just don't know the word.
Yeah, so, there's a quote on there, I don't
it's
know.
It's like an overtake, like a revolution.
Yeah. I don't know the dude that said it, but he said, anytime a vast majority of some object or something, that word, is being introduced to humanity, there is going to be a greater negative impact than there will be positive. But if we learn how to, learn to exploit the positive, then the negative will go away. So that's like the same with the positive growth on social media.
Yep. You know?
You can't compare a social media conversation to a conversation in real life.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times people might be really bold and like just text. As soon as you meet them, it's quiet.
Hello.
Like, hey, how you doing? And that's why I feel like it's kind of dangerous just like talking to someone on social media, just because you don't know how they actually are in real person. It's different behind a screen compared to face to face, especially when it comes to like dating or just talking to someone in general. You know, it's a lot easier to break up with someone over text than it is in person. Or it's easier to fire someone over text than it is in person.
You're hiding behind a screen.
Yeah, like, okay, I'll worry about this later. Just push your phone away compared to in person. You're literally standing at the person looking at their live reaction.
I think that's made the humanity as a whole weak.
Yeah.
But also stronger in a sense of knowledge gained, you know?
Yeah.
Unless that knowledge was spent watching Fortnite or Call of Duty for 8 hours a day.
Call of Duty gameplay.
I used to watch Fortnite videos for at least like 3 hours a day. Jeez. Just watching them. That's what a lot of the kids are doing now is for their entertainment instead of going outside and playing in the dirt. You know, I used to go outside playing with the anthills, caterpillars.
I used to always go play soccer with a couple of my neighbors over there at the old school that I used to go to. I remember we would go there like at 12. We wouldn't get home until like 10. Like,
damn.
We would play long days. And that was like every Sounds day fun. In the summer. It was so fun.
Yeah, dude. I'd go in the backyard and try to dig up the power lines.
That sounds a lot more dangerous.
My mom would knock on the window. What are you doing? Yeah. That's our childhood for us versus a handle on an iPad.
Yeah. Ours is always going to be more fun.
2003, or the 2000 and 2003 children will understand. But when social, or not social media, when technology is introduced to like a young crowd.
You got them hooked.
Yeah, but we also don't know those long-term effects.
Yep.
We know the long-term effects of not introducing it.
Yeah. I feel like we're barely going to see the long-term effects in a couple of years here. Because, you know, generation, like, under us, they've, like, literally grown up with technology. For us, you know, technology didn't really hit, like, too hard for us until, like, middle school. And the middle school's where it's like, okay.
Yeah, I got my first one then. 7th grade.
Yeah, I got my first one 7th grade, too, or, like, 8th grade. I remember it was, like, Thanksgiving.
It was so fun, dude. I was like, oh, my gosh. I get to text anybody now. I was, like, on my phone all the time, just... texting my boys, what up, hey, what's up. Going back to that youth piece, since youth, like, they build their fundamental skills when they're a kid, like,
yeah.
I was about to bring up a brushing teeth example, but like going to bed,
yeah,
you get tired, you go to bed.
Yep.
When you get bored, you entertain yourself. When children get bored, their entertainment now is that iPad, that screen time. So going into school and they get all this work and they want to be entertained, they're not going to know what to do. Because they're like, I got a pencil, I got a paper, I don't have a screen. What's going on?
A lot of times for us, we would end up doodling like
on the
table. We would get yelled at for that.
I would draw Expo markers on the table. Yep. And mark it off. But we don't know that 10-year effect until it actually happens. Same goes with drugs, like with the vaccine right now. Yep. We don't know the long-term effects of it, but
I feel like there also is like some creative pieces that are positive, just because, you know, we're able to use, or the little kids, even us too, are able to use like these different technology like programs, whether it's like DJing or doing art or like creating your own video games. Like, there are some kids that, like, I look at, I'm like, dang, that is that's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would have never been able to do that at your age.
Yeah, exactly. Drawing on the iPad. Yeah. They have endless possibilities. Yeah,
and they're, like, tapping into some untapped potential.
Mm-hmm. They don't realize how much of a future that they can have if they use their resources correctly.
Yeah, a lot of times you can make a career out of, you know, being creative on technology, especially now. I mean, if you look at TikTok, if you look at Instagram, they'll pay you to make videos.
YouTube, big time.
Yeah, YouTube is astonishing how much they'll pay you.
What about Twitch? Does Twitch pay you just for streaming?
So, I know with Twitch, you have to be a Twitch partner, and then they'll pay you, but it's not too much.
Okay.
It's like, I think like $300 every month or so.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, it is decent amount, but the portion where you get the most money is from donations.
That's
basically just you and the person who donates directly. So usually you'll donate to like a PayPal or stuff like that. Twitch doesn't take any of that money. I think when you become a Twitch partner, I think they take a percent. I'm not too sure.
For you guys don't know, Twitch is a streaming platform for gamers or anybody who wants to stream really for a long period of time. You guys ever heard of Ninja, big Fortnite streamer?
Nope. Fortnite.
He's my idol for the year. Just kidding.
Fortnite blew up really big on that platform. So did COD, Call of Duty, Warzone.
What about video games? You think video games have that same, I don't know.
Like pressure?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like how much you use it, just like social media. You know, if so a kid's on it, or even an adult is on it, like, for the whole day, that's kind of unhealthy.
Yeah. Any screen time, yeah, really.
If you're playing it for, like, an hour, you know, to de-stress or to talk to your homies, okay, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because it's basically the only reason why I play games, just to play, like, games with my friends. I usually never play games by myself just because I don't find it entertaining anymore.
Or unless you're bored.
Yeah. Even then, I'll be like, wanna hop on? No? Okay. But I just don't find, like, playing video games by myself entertaining just because, I don't know, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Kind of just sitting there in front of the screen. Instead, you could have been, you know, playing baseball outside. You're playing baseball now.
Going to play catch with your dad.
Yeah.
There's a lot more choices that children and teens and adults can choose from now.
Yeah. And
we just got to choose wisely, y'all. We have to choose wisely. So going back to the redesign, I still want to talk about that. We still haven't come up with, like, a good redesigned platform. Let's focus on a platform.
Instagram.
Okay, that's Instagram. Yep. Let's see what can we do better, or what can we make Instagram do to decrease their...
I still think take away the likes.
Yeah, that's the main one.
Yeah, so one would be take away likes.
The second one, I would say, would be... I would say, honestly, this the one thing that really makes me iffy about this is there should be free speech on social media.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able to talk however you are in real life, you should be able to talk however you want to in online. Although it can be recorded, yes, you do have to be smart about what you say, be who you talk to.
Yep.
But there should be free speech on there. I feel like that should be on every single social networking. That's how people socialize nowadays. It's not just going to a house and having a conversation. It's sending them a text, having a conversation or a call.
Yep.
It shouldn't be biased, you know?
Yep.
So one is likes, two is just
be real.
Be real, yeah. I wouldn't say free speech, but be real.
Keep it a buck with yourself and the people around you.
Yeah.
You know, don't ride the wave. The wave always crashes at some point.
Three would be take away followers.
Yeah.
Followers.
The number. Like, just take away the number.
Yeah, you could still have I'm following this. Yeah. I can follow all these people, but don't have followers. Because, it's kind of cool to know who's following you, but the other half, like, oh, you didn't follow me. F you.
You didn't follow me back. I see how it is.
Yeah, like, it can ruin. Yep. It can ruin some your point of view on somebody.
Those clout numbers, too, man.
They're same goes crazy. With likes.
Yep.
It just ruins it.
Start comparing, I got more followers than you, blah, blah.
I was thinking about the verified symbol the other day. Do you think verified... I know verified kind of... It gives
you more status.
Yeah, but it also... It separates that person from all the other accounts trying to be like them.
Yep.
And it's easier just to click on them. It's like convenience.
Yep.
Do you think that should be taken away for the reason that it makes you have more clout, or for the fact that
I think we should keep it.
You think we should keep it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should keep it just because, you know, if we do take away the followers and the likes, you won't be able to tell who's who. Like, who's the actual Lionel Messi? Yeah. Who's the actual Vance Donnelly?
Well, you just... being real, you gotta post.
Yeah.
Post. If you're gonna be on social media, post you. Post... I mean, yeah, other people can post
pictures of you. Might be fan pages, stuff like that.
But I feel like there's other ways to show that it's actually you.
Yep.
Like, show a picture of you on this place at a certain time.
Yeah, I still feel like people, you know, try to... almost copycat, especially if it's like a famous athlete, famous artist. People try to recreate it just because.
Yeah,
so that's why.
That check mark kind of makes me iffy, though. There's something weird about it. That's like, oh, you're a higher class, and then if you don't have it, you're...
Yeah, it gives you a little bit more power than other people. Especially if you, like, comment on something, your comment will be, like, number one.
Yeah. I noticed that when you're on, like, overtime or house highlights, all the check marks are at the top.
Yep.
So, we got one as take away likes.
Yep.
Two as being real. Just be truthful. Three as take away followers.
Yep. Follower number, yep.
You can still see who you're following, though. And then number of posts doesn't really matter as much. Is there anything else on the post itself, like mechanics on the post? Saving video, there's reporting. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I feel like besides that, it's good. Because if you want to save a video, like let's say you're looking at a recipe, you're like, hey, I want to try this another day.
Yeah.
You can save it. If you want to report it just because, you know, something's out of pocket, yeah, go ahead and report it.
Yeah. That hunger we were talking about in the last podcast.
Yep.
I think that's the drive for the social media platforms to keep the likes on there and keep the followers on there.
Yep.
Because other people want followers, other people want likes, and that's what gives them their money.
Yep. Like, hey, I'm trying to reach 1,000 followers, or I'm trying to hit 2,000 likes on that picture. Like, it's just crazy how much like status and how much value is actually in those likes and follows.
What's another one? Snapchat. What's wrong with Snapchat? Would you say?
Very interesting. Take away streaks.
But streaks makes Snapchat though.
That's also what keeps them coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
for me, I don't...
Yeah, I can't believe I just defended Snapchat. Wow.
But that's why I like how you said it. It's a chore. It's literally just a simple mechanic of you sending a picture back with another person. I don't need to be reminded I sent this person a black screen with an S 100 days in a row. That means I wasted 100 pictures of my life sending an S.
You know people have like 850?
Yes. I don't want to be reminded I'm wasting that time sending a black picture with an S or just, you know, the top of my head.
Yeah.
Or the roof. I don't need to be reminded of that.
It's so true.
Because it's such a simple mechanic when you really think about it. It's literally just a little notification.
Yeah.
Little notification. Hey,
bro. But it's also justified as I just have to press these two buttons and it's sent. Actually, going through the streaks. Going through them.
And sometimes you don't even mean to like make it actually a streak, just because, you know, with me and Marcus, we naturally send each other a picture every day saying something
like, what up, bro, I got
yeah, and we magically have a streak of like 300 days
because
I didn't even mean to make a streak with him, but I made a streak with him of 220 days.
Wow.
But I didn't mean to. We just,
you just did it.
Naturally did it.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, we honestly weren't influenced by a little icon. Oh, bro, streak's about to run out. Send me a picture real quick. Like, no, I don't need to be reminded of a black screen with an S or the roof. I just want to, you know, if I want to talk to you, I'll talk to you. If we maintain, you know, sending a picture every day, that's cool. I don't
really need an achievement. Yeah, if really I want to talk to you, I'm
every
you.
Day, yeah.
I'm going to FaceTime my boy if I want to talk to him. Be like, what's up, bro? What you doing? What about FaceTime? Like, phone mechanics, messages?
I feel like with FaceTime, it is a really, like, positive thing, just because...
Yeah.
You are able to see people, like, from, you know, face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's like Skype.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, my aunt died, and, like, she was on her deathbed. She was in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They FaceTimed my dad on my phone, so he was able to see her one last time. So that was a positive thing, compared to if that wasn't a thing, he would have never saw her again. I know that would have hurt him even more than him actually seeing her.
Yeah.
He at least saw her and knows, you know.
Yeah, he saw a glimpse.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's the same thing with me. I mean, our family FaceTimes everything for everything. We just, it's just what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, if we have the ability to FaceTime, why don't you FaceTime?
Yeah.
Like, why would you call if you have the ability to see somebody's face?
Yeah.
I mean, all the social media things have that now too. Mm-hmm. FaceTime call. Yeah. Why should we pay for data and all this data rates and all that if we can just go to social media
and
be able to call, text, whatever we want. Yeah. That's the battle that a lot of people have. And getting that awareness out there for that, I mean, it's going to be tough because it's too blind. People are too blind.
I still think FaceTime does it the best, though, just because they've perfected that mechanic.
Yeah.
Especially, like, how you said, with family members and stuff like that. If you can, like, just see them, you know, why not?
I mean, they literally put emojis on heads.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They have little mechanics that you can use, like, if you're talking to your nephew or if you're talking to your daughter or something like that. You know, you could put a mouse head on just to entertain them a little bit.
Yeah, I believe it's FaceTime and messages and call are... They're not a part. They don't fall under that social media category, but they still can fall under that, that like
communication. Like,
yeah,
communicating with people.
You can be obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like, what's that one thing you can do on messages?
8-ball and all that.
8-ball. Yeah, you can play games with people on messages. That's super cool. Mm-hmm. I think that's cooler than social media, to be honest, because you literally play pool over a phone.
Yeah.
You play basketball over a phone.
Yep.
It's the ongoing of that mental battle of discipline.
Yep. Discipline is very key, especially when it comes to all this.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm tired.
I think we're good. Because we got 23 minutes and then 10 minutes from the other thing, too.
Okay. Maybe got covered on that. Maybe we redesigned a bunch. That was pretty cool. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for today on social media, guys. That's it. Our main message to you guys is just be truthful, stay disciplined, and stay aware. Mm-hmm. You'll be just fine.
Yeah,
that's how you achieve self happiness. Find it in your own way, though.
Yeah. Thank you guys very much. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.